Greetings in Jesus' name. Welcome to Daily Inspirations. This is Brother John Loniker this morning. And this morning I want to inspire you from the Word of God from Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. It says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And so how are we going to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable? Well, the first thing is, it says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. There's a transformation that needs to take place in our mind, the way we think about things. You know, there's many people try to fit the Bible into their thinking and religion instead of letting the Bible change their mind and change their thinking. You know, for example, we have the Apostle Paul in Acts chapter 26. In verse 9, this is where Paul is giving his testimony before King Agrippa. And I'll start in verse 9. He says, I verily thought with myself that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Notice that. I verily thought. You know, that was with his mind. And then he says, which thing I also did in Jerusalem, and many of the saints did I shut up in prison, having received authority from the chief priests. And when they were put to death, I gave my voice against them. And I punished them oft in every synagogue, and compelled them to the blaspheme. And being exceedingly mad against them, I persecuted them even unto strange cities. So here we get a little picture here of how Paul used to think in his mind. You know, he punished people. He compelled them to blaspheme, and he helped put people to death. He helped put Stephen to death. And then he says in verse 12, whereupon, as I went to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priest, at midday, O king, I saw on the way a light from heaven above the brightness of the sun shining around about me, and them which journeyed with me. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. But rise and stand up on thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen and of those things which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. And look at verse 19. He says, Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision. Here, Paul declares that his mind got transformed after he saw the vision and got a glimpse of the Lord Jesus Christ. His mind was transformed. All of a sudden, Jesus Christ was able to change Paul's thinking, the way he used to think. And so if this might be a surprise to you, but if we think any other differently than what the Bible thinks, that is the world. Because it says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Only when you have a renewed mind, that is when you're going to be able to present your body a living sacrifice. That is when you're going to be holy before God. That is when you're going to be acceptable unto God. And so I would encourage you today, do you have a transformed mind? Has your mind been renewed? And the Word of God, as we read it and we see something in our life and in our way of thinking that doesn't line up with the Word of God, I say, Lord, have mercy upon me. I repent of the way I used to think, Lord. Transform my mind. Make me a new creation in Christ Jesus. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.